98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Love helping families, love helping babies, love helping moms to be and dads to be. So that's why we feel really honored to be able to talk about A Mother's Hope. It's a special place for women that are pregnant, but there's more to the story. I want you to hear it from the development coordinator for A Mother's Hope, Maria Nancaro. Maria, thanks for being here. When someone asks you, what is A Mother's Hope, what do you tell them?
Hi, Melissa. A Mother's Hope is for homeless pregnant women. We are a maternity home located in Fort Wayne. We can house up to 8 moms and their babies. They're able to stay with us for a year after the birth of the baby.
Where did this idea come from? Of course, we've had, homeless shelters before and ministries that help out those that are pregnant. But how did putting a home together come about?
The executive director heard about the need for homeless pregnant women in the area, which is just incredible. Like a lot of us, we just assume if there's that great of a need that someone's taking care of it. And as she spoke to different agencies in the area, they agreed that there's nowhere for these homeless pregnant women to go. And so with that, she came up with a board of directors, and we've been established since 2015. We have a house that's been leased to us for $1 a year. And so we officially opened our doors to house residents in October of 2018.
That's so great. It looks like you're helping a lot of women, and you see that through the statistics that there is a great need, and you guys are reaching out to meet that need. What are some of those details?
Well, in 2017, there was 171 women that were homeless and pregnant. That's in Fort Wayne, Allen County, and the 19 surrounding counties. But seeing as we're the only maternity home in the area, they would all be our future potential clients. But, these moms come to us with no support system usually at all. And by the time they leave, if they graduate our program, we can just flood them with resources. We've got a few moms right now that have been going to job fairs. 2 moms just recently got a job.
That's exciting.
They were able to get Medicaid, obtain insurance. They commit to all prenatal and postpartum appointments. A lot of our moms coming to us have never been seen by a doctor or had any medical care. So that's my first priority, is the health of mom and baby.
Yes.
But they're able to obtain employment, work on education. We have Ivy Tech that comes visits once a week, shows the girls different opportunities to get certified in a skilled or a trade.
A lot of great things going on, a lot of great programs and organizations that are helping you, support you, so that these ladies don't just get to live somewhere and take care of their baby, but they get a chance for their future and to have a direction. So I'm going to say this, Maria, if someone is interested in being a part of A Mother's Hope, either you're the homeless pregnant woman, or you know someone that is, or you want to support them, you want to be a part of what they're doing, you can find out everything about them on my Conversations link. We're putting it all right there, right now. You can check it out at star883.com for A Mother's Hope, or you can also text the word conversations and hear this interview back and use this information to help someone else at 260-407-8830.